Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, our Summertime in the Psalms series, where we're looking at Psalm chapter 9. And in verses 13 through 14, we see that David goes from declaring truth to crying out in desperation. Be gracious to me, O Lord. See my affliction. But here's what I want you to notice. His cry is rooted in what he just proclaimed about the nature of God. He knows that God hears the afflicted, and so now he prays like it. Good doctrine isn't cold. It's fuel for the heartfelt prayer. So if your theology never makes it into your prayer life, then you're only halfway there. David knew that the same God who judges the wicked also lifts up the weary. So he pleads, not based on merit, but on grace. He even gives God a reason. He says, that I may recount all your praises. So David doesn't just want relief, he wants renewed worship. He's not asking to escape affliction just so life can go back to normal. He wants a testimony. So let this shape how you pray. Don't just ask for rescue, ask to become a louder witness. Here are some more ways in which you can pray in regards to this psalm. Lord, let your grace in my life become fuel for more praise. Remind me that you invite desperate prayers from dependent people. And help me turn your promises into prayers and not just propositions. Here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Our Creative Access missionary in India, and also the House of Life Word broadcast that is for the people of Chad, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Ghana, Burkina Faso, and Mali.